2 years ago, I spent the entire Ryder Cup watching it on TV from the comfort of the sofa in my house in Glenmire in Cork. And this year, I've not watched a single ball being hit on that sofa. I've just on my way back home from a pub, though, in Glenmire, where I've seen the first bit of the Ryder Cup from this competition in Chicago. And I sat in the Riverside Inn in Glenmire with my friend Roger Overall and enjoyed it. And I'm now going home to put my daughter to bed. And I may go back and see the culmination of the Ryder Cup or the finale. But it looks very much as if America will win it to me. And it's my regret, I suppose, is that it's not tighter. And then I'd be more likely to go back and watch it. But the reason I'm making this audio is that there's such an enormously stark contrast between 2 years ago and this time. Because I think I may have made 30 audio boos during the Ryder Cup 2 years ago. And I imagined myself sitting on the sofa and I turned off this. I imagined myself being a real live golf commentator and I turned off the sound on the TV and I did a whole load of commentary, you know, imagining myself in the role of a real professional golf commentator. I do admit that I love the game of golf. I have a long history in my life of playing the game, but with many interrupted starts, and I'm a very mediocre golfer today. But it's just interesting that SubCon was on. That's the a gathering in Portland in Oregon to do with to people helping each other to make business happen better. That's a little summary of what SubCon is about, what comes to me now. But I was more interested in the live stream from SubCon than I was in the Ryder Cup. And that's just an interesting thing, and I'm intrigued by it. Because it's a weekend, it's time off work, and all that. But let's go and put my child to bed.